Hey, I'm Sarah Taher, and this is SEO in 2024.
Sarah, what's your number one SEO tip for 2024?
My tip is to integrate video content into your SEO strategy, be it long or short form videos.
Okay, be it long or short form or vertical or horizontal?
Yes, definitely yes.
Or square. So let's talk about where the video appears then. Are you talking about on the SERP itself?
So on the SERPs, and also we want to leverage other platforms as well, like YouTube and TikTok, right? You basically want to create video content, and you can also post it on your website as well. And for each of those, there are values, right? That's going to bring to your business. And we are past the way of thinking that we're just obsessed over blog posts and ranking in search with text. We want to rank with video as well, because there's a high demand for video. And therefore, we also need to leverage other platforms and optimize for them, because there's YouTube SEO and then there's TikTok SEO as well.
Great. Okay. So let's just stay in the SERP just for a second. So you mentioned just before we started recording that Google have obviously started to experiment with this new perspectives filter. So what does that mean for video?
Yeah, I mean, Google launched perspectives filter in US mobile so far, and it shows a lot of the content there, but it's a new way of trying to get different alternative views on the topic you're searching for. And a lot of the content that's shown there is video. And if someone is looking for reviews about your brand or looking for information about your brand or your product, you definitely want to be there. And one of the easiest way to try to rank there is to create good video content, short ideally, but it can also be long form.
Okay. So it could be short or long form from what you're saying there. So where does Google get that video content from? And are we just talking about YouTube here? Does it actually take videos from other sources? And have you noticed a consistency between the types of videos that tend to be ranked in the perspectives filter?
Yeah, so what I've seen mostly, it's either from TikTok or YouTube, and then it's mostly short videos. When I did my research, I found some people saying there is also long form videos, but that's what I've seen so far.
Right, okay, so long form can rank, but less likely to rank by the sound of it.
From what I've seen, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or it could be, we have to be aware of correlation, causation. It could be there are less long form videos on that particular topic.
Yeah.
Okay, superb. Okay, so what do we have to do then, do you think, to optimize our videos on YouTube, TikTok, somewhere else to appear more in the SERP?
Okay, so the first step, I would actually look at what assets we have. And even if we have like long form videos, we can cut them into shorter ones, right? If we're talking about our website, then the first thing we need to do is the schema, right? We need to have the right schema. We need to make sure that the video is indexed. And then in a perfect world, we can add transcript. I'd like to add subtitles, but that's just for accessibility mainly. Yeah, but adding a video transcription, that would be great. If we're talking about other platforms, there's a lot that goes in there. One thing I like to do, and I've been doing this, audit what you have already. If you don't start publishing, obviously, then again, all the basics still work. Tags, titles, adding more description, more information in the description box. All of this are like all the basics still there, right?
So why do you think we're at a stage now where video is getting to be much more important?
There's a lot of things. First of all, Google launched the video indexing report last year, and then a few months, just recently, updated it with more information about issues that can impact your video indexing. We have, as we just mentioned, the perspectives filter that has decent portion of it video. We already have an existing video filter, right? And then we have YouTube shorts, we have TikTok. All of these things are showing, first of all, Google is very interested in video. And then it also shows that users are also very interested in video. Like TikTok has over 1 billion active users every month. And all the content they're consuming is just video.
So if this sounds appealing then to an SEO or a content creator, How should they decide on what content to start producing on video? Because obviously there could be so many different types of videos that they could produce. If they maybe actually do want to try and rank for this perspectives photo, if they think that's a good opportunity to jump in on and get in there when there's perhaps not many videos being considered for that, is there a particular style of video that they should think of creating, maybe based upon certain keyword phrases, or how does that work?
Yeah, I mean, doing your keyword research and looking at what people are asking for, asking about in relation to your products and what they want to learn, and creating content to answer that is definitely a great place to start. And you can get that data from keyword research tools. You can actually check forums, Quora, Reddit, all of these things, and you can start from there.
Brilliant. Okay, or maybe tools like Answer the Public or Also Yes. Asked and Yes. Getting long-form questions and actually getting on there and giving your perspective in inverted Yes. commas on that particular question.
Yes.
Okay, so that would be a good way to do it. So you advocate the continued and increased use of video. So does that also apply to all your different page types in your website? I mean, for instance, would you have a video on top of your blog post that actually do a video version of your blog post? Would you have your a video on the product pages as well?
Product pages, definitely, if you can have. I mean, a lot of the users actually would be interested in seeing their product in video. Like, I would go to e-commerce websites and for fashion, for example, and they have. Now a lot of them are adding a video preview of the product, like someone wearing it and walking around with it, and then you see it in actual real life how it would look like. So that definitely on product, yes. And on blogs, yes as well. It doesn't need to be the video version of your blog. That would be an SEO hack, like a shortcut, because you can create that with the AI, right? But in a perfect world, it should be something related to your blog. And if you put it in the right place, you can actually get a video thumbnail in search, and which helps with CTR. So, I'm a big advocate of video.
And I guess, you know, I mean, you're using fashion as an example there as well. I mean, using that industry as an example, there may even be an opportunity to partner with influencers and obviously send them out whatever item is you'd like them to review, and maybe even taking those videos and including them on the product pages themselves.
Yeah, isn't that what ASOS did with the one time, but it was a photo versus a video with a girl that posted a dress and got some backlash. So they took her photo and actually posted it on the product page. So yeah.
Okay. So lots of work to be done in terms of video. How do you measure the impact of video? Because sometimes it's a lot about brand awareness, and it's more challenging maybe to measure a definitive direct action based upon the video.
Two parts. On your website, if the video is on your website, you can check the video indexing report. And then there's also in Search Console, when you check the performance report, you can filter by search appearance and select video and see how your videos are doing in search, impressions, clicks, and so on. So that's a great place to start. And then you can also check how much video thumbnails or snippets you're getting in search. Increasing that, that's also a good sign. A good sign, not as a final matrix, as a business matrix. It's just an internal SEO matrix that would help you know that you're on the right track. If we're talking about other platforms like YouTube or TikTok, at a high level, obviously views, but then YouTube has, if you go to your creator studio there, you have YouTube Analytics, which give you some idea of what's happening on your channel, the activity there. So definitely a good place to look as well.
Great. Okay. And in terms of brand, I guess the use of video, increased use of video, would scare a few top managers of really big businesses about adding maybe too much personality to what their brand represents. So is there a certain way that you could placate their fears? Could you maybe say to them, look, yes, we'll only be quite defined in terms of the tonality, the message that we share on our video? Or do you think video creators need to have free rein and show a bit of their personality?
Honestly, I would go with the free rein, but I know that's not realistic. I mean, there's always brand requirements for anything you create, be it a blog post, a newsletter, whatever. There's always brand requirements, and you need to work your way around it. And I'm sure there is ways that you can integrate that, right? I mean, if we're talking about B2B, for example, and maybe they don't want to have a specific person, like some B2B brands, for example, would let their engineers do the internal engineers or internal people who are part of their team would do those videos because they would understand a lot about the product. But if they don't want that, there's ways, you can do those whiteboard videos or those cartoon videos, or there's always a way to work around and find a balance between creating video and meeting your brand guidelines.
Let's get your opinion on what turns you off about videos, because I think for me, it's probably two things. It's first of all, it's poor audio quality. I'd like to see videos in decent audio quality. And secondly, it's having too long an intro. It's just not getting to the point straight enough. Do you have any pet hates of videos?
I prefer short videos, by the way, as well. And I think most people do. That's why TikTok is very popular. But I think what the biggest thing or biggest issue for me is it's not easy to create as easy as a blog post, right? That's a big blocker for that, because you need a plan. You may need a setup that you don't have already. And a lot of questions that need to be answered before creating a video. So not all businesses have this already built in as part of their usual processes. So it's not easy to go and tell a client, hey, let's create video, if they haven't done that before.
Absolutely. But you only get there if you practice a lot. And at the end of the day, video 100 is always going to be a lot better than video 10. So you just have to keep on going it and doing it. And I always find it a little bit boring. Is boring the right word? By just starting with text and using a script to begin with. So I would tend to encourage creators to maybe have a few bullet points, but use that as a direction, but not have a script. And then you can actually take the video and use the video as a basis for the blog post, to produce a blog post from the video as opposed to the video from the blog post. And then, of course, creating the blog post, that's where AI could come in and perhaps actually use your transcripts to assist you with creating a blog post. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, that's definitely a very good approach. And I don't think we're leveraging the transcript of the videos enough. Like that is the time where you just upload a video on your website and it's just a video page. We need to have text and you need to use the transcript. And we're lucky now that there's tons of tools that can help you in pulling that transcript. And there's also tons of tools that can help you cut those long videos into shorter ones that you can leverage and repurpose elsewhere.
Any tools you want to give a shout out to?
So, okay, it's a different tool than this. It's called Aitify. It's on YouTube. I like to use it because it actually summarizes videos. So you upload your video and you can just get a summary and then post it in the description.
That's great. Yeah. If an SEO is struggling for time, what should they stop doing right now so they can spend more time doing video in 2024?
Obsessing over backlinks. There's so much, much more that needs to be done and should be done, and will bring a lot of value over obsessing over backlinks. Yeah.
Sarah Taher is SEO manager at Assembly Global, and you can find her over at sarah-taher.com. Sarah, thanks so much for being part of SEO in 2024.
Thanks, David.
I've been your host, David Bain. Get your copy of SEO in 2024, the book, over at SEOin2024.com.